Test, test. Test, test. Test, test.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry.
Oh, your work.
Thank you, Sam.
Really good work. Thanks, Sam.
Can you make sure the doors are shut out? The doors are shut outside so we don't? Okay, good. Thank you, folks, for being patient and waiting. You can see that this is an important event for us. City Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams?
Here.
Leonard? Saltzman?
Here.
Sten?
Here.
Potter?
Here. Please read item 88.
Proclaim January 2007 to be Mentoring Month in Portland.
Earlier this month, I signed a proclamation declaring January Mentoring Month. I am happy to welcome the Executive Director of Oregon Mentors to Council today to discuss Mentoring Month and the powerful impact mentoring has in the lives of our young people. Carolyn, could you please come up and bring whoever you want with you?
I'm actually Christina Snavely, stand-in for Carolyn, who was unable to stay due to scheduling conflicts. I work at Oregon Mentors, and I'd just like to thank you, Mayor Potter and Commissioners, for your support to mentoring programs in the Portland area. Oregon Mentors supports 130 statewide mentoring youth mentoring programs, and national mentoring, 70 of which are in the greater Portland area. And National Mentoring Month is a national event for mentoring, to build mentoring awareness in the community and encourage people to specifically consider becoming a mentor. And Oregon Mentors has started a goal that we've launched this month to increase our mentors from 20,000 to 40,000 in the state by 2010. And that means that we need to recruit 5,000 mentors in the state this year. So we ask for your support in any way you might think possible to increase Portland-specific mentors for youth. I asked Maria Hine, who runs the Powerhouse Mentoring Program, to speak, and we have Rachel and Mary, who are a mentor-mentee pair as well from Powerhouse.
Thank you, Mayor Potter and Commissioners. We appreciate your efforts to recognize the work that we do. Since September of 2000, the Powerhouse Mentoring Program has been serving teenagers in foster care in Multnomah County. At any given time, there are about 700 teens in foster care in Multnomah County. Our program's able to serve about 30 of those teens. We'd like to do a lot more, but the mission of our program is to assist those teens to more successfully transfer into independent living. As I'm sure you're aware, the outcomes from a life in foster care haven't been really great. We want to make an impact on that. And I brought along, as we said, Rachel and Mary, because I think that they can tell the story of the kinds of good things that can come out of mentoring better than I can.
Good afternoon, Mayor Potter and Commissioners. My name is Rachel McCarthy. I've been involved with the Powerhouse Mentoring Program since November of 2004. Mary and I met in November of 2005, and I got to meet her at a really exciting time in her life, her senior year of high school at the Serendipity School. We got to go and pick out prom dresses. I got to attend her graduation. We enjoy going for coffee at Starbucks and chatting. And the last couple of months, we've been apartment hunting because Mary's plan for transitioning out of foster care is living independently. And earlier this month, she moved into her own apartment and is now a student at Mount Hood Community College. And so it's just been a wonderful experience for me to be involved in a younger person's life, and I wish a lot more people could do that.
Hi, I'm Mary, and I just wanted to say that having a mentor has really changed my life a lot, because nobody could really understand unless they knew, so that's all.
How do you like living on your own?
It's nice. I cut my finger, but...
Oh.
That happens when you live alone.
Are you the kind of person that makes the bed every day or not every day?
Not every day.
Person after my own heart.
It's a mess right now, but that's because of homework everywhere.
So Mary, what are your future plans?
Become a kindergarten teacher.
Good for you.
That's great.
I think being a teacher is one of the most important things people can do with their lives, so I'm really pleased that you're taking that on, because as you know, our children, particularly our little children, really need that, really need good teachers in their lives and good mentors as well. I would like to read the proclamation that I wrote earlier. Whereas January 2007 is proclaimed to be National Mentoring Month by the National Mentoring Partnership in cooperation with thousands of local mentoring organizations throughout the United States, and whereas research has shown that mentoring has a definitive impact on young people by increasing attendance at school, improving rates of high school graduation and college attendance, and decreasing involvement with drugs, alcohol, and violent behavior. And whereas mentoring is a proven, effective strategy to match a caring, responsible adult with a young person to provide guidance and build confidence, stability, and direction for that young person. And whereas the celebration of a mentoring month in Portland will emphasize the importance of mentoring and recognize with praise and gratitude that many Portlanders already involved in mentoring, and that whereas the celebration of a mentoring month will recognize Portland's mentoring goal to double the number of mentors to 40,000 and encourage more people to volunteer as mentors for the benefit of children in Portland and nationwide. Now, therefore, I, Tom Potter, Mayor of Portland, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim January 2007 to be Mentoring Month in Portland, and I encourage all residents to observe this day. Thank you, folks, for coming in. Thank you, Mary, and thank you, Rachel, for what you do.
Thank you for having
us.
Thank
you very much.
And Mayor Potter, may we please have a picture of you with Mary and Rachel?
Would you like it with the entire council?
Well,
that would be
nice. Sure. Oh, good.
It's going to ruin the picture.
No.
It's going to ruin the picture, but okay.
She had such a good shot there.
Come on up here with us.
No. That would ruin it. Okay, one more just to make sure it does it. Stop blinking. Thank you.
Yeah, we have to adjourn, but...
Oh. We have one more thing for you, Sam.
We are adjourned until next week.
Okay.
Now you can go. All right.